The Traveler's Journal, August 24th, recalling two of history's greatest eruptions. Mount Etna's been spouting off lately, but Italy's big volcanic show took place on this day in the year 79 AD. According to the Roman historian Pliny the Younger, the catastrophe began about 7 in the morning. A huge cloud, the shape of a pine tree, suddenly blossomed over the peak of Mount Vesuvius, on the edge of the Bay of Naples, on Italy's southwest coast. For centuries, the mountain's lower flanks had been covered with fertile vineyards and prosperous villages, while its upper reaches bristled with hardwood forests. But Vesuvius quickly became a killer volcano. A cloud of superheated gas spread in a matter of minutes, accompanied by what Pliny described as flashes of fire as vivid as lightning, and darkness more profound than night. By evening, the towns of Pompeii and Stabia were buried under 30 feet of ash and pumice. Nearby Herculaneum vanished under a mud flow. Thousands died. Europe's most active volcano has blown its top some 30 times since, yet Neapolitans still observe each August 24th with festivities. And this Monday will be the anniversary of history's largest and loudest recorded volcanic eruption. On August 26, 1883, Krakatoa, an uninhabited island in the Straits of Java, disappeared in a cataclysmic instant. Within seconds, 5 cubic miles of earth were vaporized, spawning a sonic blast that was heard 3,000 miles away. A 100-foot-high tidal wave inundated nearby islands, killing 36,000 people. Ash blanketed the upper atmosphere, lowering temperatures around the world and causing spectacular sunsets for years. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.